a federal lawsuit is being served against the State Department of Corrections and Waupun Correctional Institution. The filers are describing the prison conditions as, quote, grossly inadequate. It's Monday, October 30th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Milwaukee County's executive signed a Rights of Nature resolution. Evan Casey will have more on what that means. And Wisconsin GOP lawmakers are trying to pass a handful of amendments to the state constitution. WPR's Anjavan Wagtendonk will join us to explain. Stay with us.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The State Department of Corrections and Waupun Correctional Institution are facing a federal lawsuit for allegedly failing to provide inmates with acceptable health care. The lawsuit says the Waupun prison has been in a lockdown for nearly 7 months. It claims that's led to delays in health care and at least one suicide. According to the suit, inmates are allowed one shower and 1 hour of recreational time each week. There's no family visits and no access to the on-site library. Lonnie Story is the lawyer representing the inmates in the case.
You've got inmates that are not getting adequate medical care. A lot of them have had their medicine discontinued or not received it properly. They're not getting access to HSU, to the health services unit.
The Department of Corrections has declined to comment. The suit claims conditions in the prison violate the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution, banning cruel and unusual punishment. A Republican bill would require members of boards overseeing technical college in Wisconsin to be U.S. citizens. As Rich Kramer reports, it would block one person who's working towards citizenship from being reappointed to a board in Racine County.
Republican State Representative Amanda Nedweski co-authored the Tech College Board citizenship bill. During a public hearing Thursday, she said state law requires elected officials to be citizens, and she thinks Tech College Board members should be too. Nedweski says anyone removed from a board under the bill wouldn't be kicked off right away.
That member may serve out the remainder of their current term. That member must step down prior to or upon expiration of their current term unless that member has obtained U.S. citizenship along the way.
An association representing Tech College Boards says they're only aware of one person who would be affected, a legal resident who is working towards citizenship. The association wants the bill changed to allow permanent legal residents to continue to serve. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Rising costs are having an impact on Wisconsin's healthcare industry. 60 hospitals lost money in 2022 compared to 21 the previous year. That's according to a report from the Wisconsin Hospital Association. Brian Potter is the Senior Vice President of Finance at the association. He said the situation isn't a big cause for concern yet. He said some solutions could be sharing resources between hospitals and streamlining processes like telehealth.
Any bottom lines they make are reinvested into the organization to provide access and services and things like that. And so again, being good stewards of those resources buys them some time to figure some of this stuff out.
Potter says high expenses, the loss of pandemic funding, and Medicaid reimbursement rates are all contributing to hospitals' financial stresses. Milwaukee County is now the first in Wisconsin to adopt a Rights of Nature resolution. Evan Casey has more on what that means.
Rights of Nature is a global movement with roots in the indigenous community. It's broadly aimed at making sure nature has the same legal protections humans do. Guy Ryder is a member of the Menominee Indian tribe and a leader in Wisconsin's Rights of Nature movement.
Really, it's a love for the earth, you know, and really it's a love for nature and recognizing that right now there are really no laws designed to defend it.
The movement does have wins across the globe. Some countries have given legal protections to rivers or lands. Milwaukee County's resolution doesn't take specific action, but officials still say it brings awareness to the issue. Ryder says he wants to see other communities across the state adopt similar resolutions. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Wisconsin Republicans are trying to add new amendments to the state constitution. I'll chat with WPR's Anjavan Wagtendonk about what's going on at the state capitol.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust. Conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Voters already need to show some form of government ID to cast a ballot in Wisconsin, but now the state legislature is moving to enshrine that law in the state constitution. Joining us to discuss what's happening and why is Anya Van Wagtendonk. She's been covering the story for us here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Anya, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so first off, what is the plan that the GOP is proposing to enshrine in the state constitution?
Yeah, it's more or less the voter ID law that already exists that was passed by the legislature and signed into law by Governor Scott Walker in 2011. So that requires voters to show photo identification like a driver's license or passport or military or student ID before they cast a ballot. The law also allows people who show up to vote without proper ID the chance to cast a provisional ballot and then return with proper ID to get it counted. So it's really very similar to what already is on the books.
What is the process for getting a constitutional amendment passed in the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's a bit of a long game. So a proposal has to pass two consecutive sessions of the legislature, and then it goes before voters. The legislative calendar math here can be a little bit tricky, but that means it usually takes about 2 years from proposal to passage, and also a big difference between the constitutional amendment process and the normal way a bill becomes a law is that the governor cannot veto a constitutional amendment. Once voters weigh in, that's it.
This obviously takes a little bit of while to get passed, but is there anything that Democrats can do to stop this? I know that the governor's not able to step in and veto, but Democrats in the minority in House representation in the Assembly and in the state Senate, is there anything that they're able to do to try and stop this?
Not really. In general, the way that the seats are divided right now, Democrats typically don't have much say in the legislature where they are just vastly outnumbered. But if the proposal passes out of session twice and it goes before voters, Democrats can do what any interested party can do when something is on a ballot, which is organize and try to educate voters and get them to vote the way that they want them to vote.
You mentioned former Governor Scott Walker, and it's actually been a little while since he was in office. So this law has been in effect for quite some time here in the state of Wisconsin. So why is there all of a sudden a rush now to try and enshrine this in the state constitution when it already is in effect for voters across the state?
It passed in 2011 and then went through many, many years of court challenges. So it's been upheld through years of challenges from, as you mentioned, Democrats and other kind of advocates. And it's been upheld, I think, the first presidential election when voters had to bring ID was 2016. And so voters have kind of had the chance to get used to this law a little bit. But this is kind of an example of a trend that we've seen over the past few months since Justice Janet Protasiewicz was sworn in at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Because her arrival flipped the court's ideological balance to a more liberal-leaning one, Republicans are now expecting challenges to certain laws. So, for example, they are proposing legislation that would restrict abortion access in preparation for a potential challenge to the abortion ban that is pending before the court right now. There hasn't actually been a lawsuit against the voter ID law, but in theory, one could be filed, and in theory, this more liberal court could rule against the voter ID. And so by proposing something right now that would deem the voter ID law constitutional, they're trying to get ahead of the idea that the court could deem it unconstitutional.
If this is a tactic that we think that Republicans may use going forward to try and thwart the governor and the state Supreme Court, are there currently any other plans for any other rules or laws to be passed or enshrined into the state constitution via this same process?
Yeah, there's a couple of other proposals that I've covered that are pending right now. Two are other election-related ones. One would require Wisconsin voters to be U.S. citizens, and the other would outlaw private grant money from being used in elections. Those have already passed one session of the legislature, and so they would just need to pass one more before going before voters. That means that they could potentially go before voters by next spring. And then there's also one from earlier this summer that would bar the closure of houses of worship during times of emergency, so like a pandemic. One thing that's interesting to note, you talked about kind of trying to skirt Governor Evers' veto pen, the election grant proposal and the church proposal. Those were both actually originally passed as laws by the legislature, but then vetoed by Governor Evers. And so this process would allow the legislature a second crack at that without the risk of that veto pen.
Anya Van Wagtendonk joining us to help break it down. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, before we get out of here, the Packers ended up losing to the Minnesota Vikings yesterday by a final score of 24-10. Green Bay now just 2-5 on the year. Their next game going to be coming up next Sunday, November 5th, at home against the LA Rams. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, we'll be right back here on your podcast feed tomorrow morning. Thanks for staying informed with us. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.